I'd like to introduce you to Sofia Partida with Partida Tequila in Mexico. And it's so nice to have you here on Wining and Dining with Jim White. Wining and Dining leaves a lot of room for your fabulous ultra premium tequila.
It definitely does. And thank you for having me. Really, really appreciate it.
The Partida story is fascinating. Would you give us a brief history of how it all came together for you and your family?
Absolutely. So my last name is Partida. We are known to as one of the larger agave growers in the state of Jalisco in the Tequila Valley. And really the inspiration behind Partida is my late uncle Enrique Partida, who was this farmer and really lived this tequila lifestyle. And his whole reason for living, he said, was to produce a tequila that expressed the agave. So he believed that with the right harvesting, with an agave that is truly ripe enough, you can express this in a beautiful tequila, that the tequila should express the raw plant, the actual agave plant. And not only that, but where the plant comes from.
Well, that's very important because only officially by law, tequila can only come from certain places.
That's right. And Jalisco makes up over 95% of everything. So in Mexico, we call Jalisco the mother state of tequila. And our particular region as the crib of tequila, we say La Cuna del Tequila. So it's the oldest growing region. It's where tequila started, and this is in the Valley of Tequila. And we believe that Partida is a beautiful reflection of this valley, of what it's known for. So if you think of this base of a volcano where we have our fields, this is a very large, big personality tequila that comes from this area. So Partida is a beautiful reflection of the region, and the style of this region is this big, bold, playful, big personality that comes from here. And Partida is definitely that, with some fun little finesses about it as well.
Well, yeah, unlike the experience of many of the people watching or listening to this show who grew up when tequila was first introduced to the United States, it is not a lime and salt toss back a shot experience. There is a real tasting experience that you're going to show us.
I would love to. Okay. Absolutely. And we call those those are crutches, right? Those are training wheels, and you need those for tequilas that are not premium.
Not extra premium.
Exactly.
Which means 100% agave.
100% agave and made in the proper way.
Okay.
So the most important spirit that we make in our distillery is the Blanco.
Blanco. My last name.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, I love that. So the Blanco really should tell the story of where the tequila's from, the process that's been used. This really will reflect the skill of the tequila house. So here, because it's the base of all of our tequilas, has to be spectacular. So what I like to do is when I'm evaluating a tequila, I like to do it by sight, by smell, and by taste. So when you are looking at the Blanco, beyond its clarity, it should actually reflect light back to you. So it has a beautiful crystal quality about it. Looking at the texture, I like to swirl it in my glass, and you'll see that little string of pearls, they pop. They come down slowly in the glass. My uncle used to say, si tu tequila no llora, no vale la pena. That means if your tequila's not crying, it's not worth drinking. So you see tears form, and then they cry in the glass. So it's beautiful texture. And then from here, the aroma speaks volumes.
It's almost intoxicating in the studio.
This tells you where it's from, how old the plant was, how was it cooked. So much is revealed in the aroma. So I like to just take a small breath through my nose relax my jaw, and I like to hold on to the breath for a few seconds and just explore it, mm-hmm. study it. So
okay.
I invite you to do the same.
And by the way, we're tasting out of very nice glasses designed for this for tequila.
Yes, they are. These are perfect glasses to mm-hmm. taste from. So you're going to experience that beautiful agave forward nose. So think of the agave like a cooked yam. You're getting that really beautiful earthy yam note right up front. We're using stainless steel ovens, not the old typical stone masonry ovens. So there's no reflection of the cooking process in. It's just a very basic stainless steel autoclave. So it's really all about the fresh agave. We make sure that we cook our agaves within 24 hours of harvesting them.
Okay.
So it's all about that beautiful, ripe agave. Very much big personality tequila here. So when you taste it, I always say the first sip doesn't count. That just gets your palate ready. So I just take a few drops almost on my tongue and let it evaporate.
And you're inviting me now?
I would absolutely like you to do that. So you want to prepare your palate. On that second sip, you want to do it slowly. You want it to start from the tip of your tongue to the center to the sides. I like to take a little breath inhale as the tequila goes into my mouth, and then I exhale after I swallow. So I always call this tequila yoga.
So you're
using your breath. You're using you tap a little bit of your motor skills.
And I believe you invite people to actually see the tequila. Did I read something that is sort of maybe part of the zen of the moment?
Absolutely, visualize what you're tasting. So think of that agave, the core of our plant, that we call it the piña. So all of that is really revealing itself.
You've tasted this before.
Once or twice. It's absolutely wonderful.
So I'm just fortunate that we don't have to do the down dog of this yoga
exercise. You are lucky, yes, that would be fun. We should try that sometime. But if you, those things that you're experiencing in your mouth, the heaviness, the weight of it, the mouthfeel, that is how a tequila is supposed to behave. Mm. It's not supposed to quick evaporation on your tongue or leave any kind of oily trace or glycerin feel behind. It should be clean, it should be heavy, and it should be long.
Okay, so now we have the reposado.
Yeah, reposado has been aged for 6 months in American oak whiskey barrel.
I'm sorry, I didn't observe. I didn't.
That's okay. After the first time, we can go through it. Yes. So again,
but the same
color.
Process.
Yeah, and you'll notice the color, of course, is now we've gone into a golden hue. Mm. So that bit of aging, that 6 months, which is actually twice as long as many, many tequila companies will age their tequila, really has, now it's dressed up. So in the Blanco, it was bare, and now it is dressed up. So the agave that was a cooked yam, if you imagine now there's a little bit of honey on the cooked yam. So it's become heavier, and it's become more levels of flavor.
Very succulent.
Yes.
Very nice. I guess, are feminine or masculine qualities assigned to the tasting experience?
Well, I believe especially our reposado is very much feminine. I think as they go higher in aging, they become more masculine.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, this is delightful.
Yeah,
this
such
is
a
wonderful.
Beautiful middle tequila. Not as bold as the Blanco and not as rich as the Añejo. It's right in the middle.
You might want to talk a little bit as we're doing the tasting, Sophia, about the wonderful opportunities to pair tequila
absolutely.
with meals.
I love pairing.
And it's very nice as after dinner as a cordial, but it's also great for pairing.
Yes, and then what you have here in the Añejo, 1.5 years in that same American oak whiskey barrel, you're really starting to pick up those ultra rich expressions, and talk about pairing fantastic with similar profiles. So you're going to be picking up Mexican chocolate, ripe bananas, vanillas. So imagine with a flan. Absolutely spectacular. Bananas flambé. I mean all of these lovely rich desserts go so well with the Añejo.
It's so hard to have the restraint to just put those first few drops on the tongue.
Right? Yes, you want more. Absolutely. Tequila is a very seductive spirit. You don't just want a little bit. You want to really, and it's a truth serum. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. Yes, I learned that the hard way when I lived in San Francisco.
Exactly.
I took too much one time in the old-fashioned way of tasting.
That's why you always have to be careful which company you keep when you're drinking tequila. Yes.
My secrets are safe with you, however, I think.
Sure, okay. Absolutely. So it's a lovely expression of not only of the agave, but the barrel has really influenced in a very lovely way.
Here. You're using whiskey barrels.
We are, yes. Previously used for whiskey. These barrels are seasoned just perfectly for what we're looking for. We don't scrape the barrels or recondition them. We don't put an extra char. We leave them as is. And 6 months, 18 months, and 40 to 50 months. So really the life of the barrel for the extra añejo, which you're gonna try next, it's a first fill. So that barrel gives its life and then it's finished. But these we circulate once or twice, usually twice through. So the next expression is an extra añejo. This is minimum has to be at least 3 years in the barrel. At Partida, we're doing 40-month minimum, 50-month maximum. Very high-maintenance tequila for our distiller, Jose Valdez. He is constantly paying attention to the barrel. There is an arc that you don't really want to cross because tequila is a very delicate spirit. It's not like a scotch that needs to be aged for such a long period of time. It's a hot climate country. Things age very quickly. Tequila is very porous. So after about 4 years, you want to make sure it doesn't cross that barrier that it becomes so dry and so unlike the original spirit it's supposed to be, tequila, right? You're going to lose a lot of the agave nose, the agave flavor, the mouthfeel might go away. So this is that category where you just want to walk that fine line, right? Yes.
This is when you've done something very well and deserve a royal treat.
It is. I call it a special occasion tequila. This is the one that I will bring out for Dia de los Muertos. This is the time period where we put altars in our homes to honor our past loved ones, our deceased loved ones, and we make altars with their favorite things. So mine has a bottle of Partida, pan dulce, my parents used to love, some roses, my mother was a master gardener. So all these things to lure their spirit back into the physical world for a couple days so we can visit.
You travel almost constantly to take the story of Partida all around the world.
I do enjoy it. I enjoy teaching people about not just tequila, but how it's an expression of our culture. It's embedded in the thread of our culture in Mexico, and it's really our spirit. So it's exciting to share with people.
What are the price ranges from Blanco to the extra special?
Well, they range, especially on the extra añejo side. It goes up quite a bit, but we start at about between 45 to 55.
Okay.
And then the extra añejo is usually between 350 to 500.
And you are worth it.
Yes.
And I'm worth it.
We both are. So, absolutely. You
know, salute to the Jimadores.
Salute.
And to Partida.
Salute. Thank you. So nice to be here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Now I have secrets to tell you.
Okay, let's hear them. I can't wait. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Sophia. Wining and Dining with Jim White. Lovely.
Okay.